7:30 for 8 by Justin Green and Steve Cook. With Dinsdale Landon as Michael, Suzanne Bertisch as Susanna, Tammy Ustinov as Jackie, and Nikki Hansen as Julian. 7:30 for 8.
Garlic.
What?
Pass me the garlic.
Looks very nice.
Well, they're just chickpeas, you know.
Go easy on the pepper.
Michael, who's making this hummus?
No, I'm just trying to be helpful.
Helpful? You arrive home an hour late and just lounge around the kitchen telling me what to do. If you want to be helpful, why don't you leave me alone and go and check the drinks or something?
Look, are you sure you can't smell something?
Oh, hell.
I'll answer it.
Then if it's for me, tell them I'm out.
Hello, Michael Trencham. No, I'm Michael Trencham. Hello. Hold on. Susanna.
Oh, no.
I think she's a bit tied up in the kitchen at the moment. Can I help? I see. The baby, says her. Yes, I quite understand. I'll tell her. Oh, no, not at all. Goodbye. It was for you, those friends of yours, the Barlows.
No.
Oh, Susanna, what's the matter?
The moussaka.
Well, what about it?
It's cold.
Well, put it in the oven, then.
It's been in the oven for over an hour. It's just come out.
Oh, I thought I could smell something. What were you trying to do, Gas it?
Somebody turned off the pilot.
Well, that wasn't very bright of someone, was it? Anyway, that was the Barlows.
Oh?
They can't come. Excuse number three, babysitter. Absence of.
Oh, what a cheek.
Oh, well, I don't know. Perhaps their babysitter really hasn't turned up.
I'm sure she hasn't. I think the only reason that woman had a baby was so she could make excuses like that.
Well, she didn't have a baby to me. I completely forgot that you'd invited them. What are all those cans covered with half-naked women?
Huh? Lager.
Oh, for a moment I thought you'd gotten a lifetime supply of tin knickers. If you don't mind my saying so, your choice of brand is somewhat hypocritical for a committed feminist.
Oh, don't be so infuriating, Michael. They were the only ones they had left.
Well, of course, as a committed male chauvinist, I do find those pictures quite appealing. They serve their purpose.
And what could that be?
Refreshing the path that beer can reach only too easily. Did you get it for anyway? You know I can't stand the stuff.
Olive oil.
What?
Pass me the olive oil. I got it for Julian.
Ah, the famous director. He likes the pictures, too.
Oh, no, he certainly does not. He just doesn't drink spirits.
It's a good point, eh? Well, at least he'll be spending half the evening in the laboratory. That'll be some consolation, I suppose.
How can you say that? You haven't even met him.
I don't need to. I know the type. But why on earth did you invite him?
You're being extremely unfair, Michael. He's a very talented director. I'd like to work with him again.
Ah, from the casting couch to the dinner table. I expect your creme brulee will get you the part.
I thought you'd be interested to meet him. He did Hassel.
What for?
No, Michael, that play, Lemon.
Eh?
But Lemon, over there.
Oh, I...
Well, I thought you liked it. You nearly stayed awake the whole way through.
Oh, that was the one that got the rave review in Time Out, wasn't it? Flopped in all the working men's clubs in the north of England before coming triumphantly into the West End.
It was community centres, not clubs, and it may not have been a great box office success, but as far as I'm concerned, it was all worth it. Oh, yeah. Even if we got through to just one person and showed them their predicament, that there is a way out.
Oh, yes. The exit. 20 minutes into the first act, and most of them seem to have found that out all right.
No.
All right.
Oh, no! What on earth? Michael!
Yes?
Michael, where did you get these chickpeas?
At that little place around the corner, the wealth food shop.
The health food shop?
Well, health may be what you're after, but wealth is what you need to shop there. Well, what's wrong with them?
Well, look!
Oh, good heavens. What on earth have you done to them? Ugh, it's horrible.
I haven't done anything to them.
You must have done something. I mean, what recipe were you using?
I don't need a recipe to make hummus, Michael. I've been making it for years.
It doesn't usually turn out looking like half-digested shaving cream. Ugh, it tastes soapy too.
Where did you find this olive oil?
On the draining board. Why? What's wrong with it? It's 100% pure and very low in cholesterol.
It certainly is low in cholesterol. It's the bloody washing up liquid.
Well, what's it doing in the bloody olive oil bottle?
That bottle happens to have been recycled.
But why the hell didn't you bother to relabel it then?
Michael, what idiot needs a label to tell the difference between washing up liquid and olive oil?
Well, you do for a start. You just poured it all over the chickpeas.
I poured it over the chickpeas because you handed it to me for precisely that purpose.
Well, what do you want me to do? I'm not psychic. You asked for the olive oil and want me to hand over the washing up liquid.
Oh, yes, if it's got the olive oil
but
in
how
it.
How would I to know? I've told you before about labelling things. I mean, it's just, isn't it?
Oh.
It'll take a few seconds of your time to pick up pen and paper, but oh, no, I mean, just look at the mess in there. It's typical of your whole slap-happy, self-centered attitude to life. And a complete waste of chickpeas.
Why should it be a few seconds of my time? If you want labels on everything, why can't you label them yourself? Why should I be made responsible for everything in this kitchen just because I'm a woman?
The only thing you're responsible for in this kitchen is a mess. And it's got nothing to do with your sex, you soppy cow. If it wasn't for me, it wouldn't be safe to set foot in here.
That's just typical. The slightest thing goes wrong and you turn abusive.
Abusive? Me? Your whole way of life is an abuse.
You really are a foul-mouthed man. God knows why I put up with you. Nobody else.
Oh, that's what you think.
I'd love to meet the woman who could stand your company for more than 10 minutes.
Michael,
in 12 years of married life, I've never caught a single fellow sister stealing an envious glance at you. They're all too busy stealing pitiful glances at me.
Oh, well.
You know something? I positively pant for the day when one of them lays a finger on you. Then at least I could say that the two of us have made the same mistake.
It may come as a surprise to you, Susanna, but some women find me extremely sexy.
You? Mm-hmm. You couldn't even turn on an electric blanket. I'd rather go to bed with a hot water bottle any day of the week.
Which you usually do. Not every girl that's been to bed with me has been so concerned with the warmth of their feet.
Ah, so you're the last of the red-hot lovers, are you?
Oh, I wouldn't put it quite like that.
I shouldn't imagine you get a chance to put it anywhere.
What?
Well, who'd want to run their fingers up and down your spotty back?
I do not have a spotty back. You know perfectly well those are birthmarks.
No, really? I thought they were carbon.
Now, what exactly do you hope to achieve by all this, Susanna?
I thought I might get a rise out of you, but I suppose I should have known better.
Yes, but you should. You're hardly a special occasion to rise to.
Occasional does seem to be the operative word in your case.
Perhaps not quite as occasional as you think.
And what's that supposed to mean?
Well, it means exactly what I said.
I see. Pass me the forks, please.
What?
Pass me the forks.
There you go.
To the label.
Susanna, wait. What are you doing?
I am laying the table.
But I can't say anything.
What is there to say?
Oh, I don't know. Don't you think we ought to discuss it?
I don't see why. I'm not involved.
Of course you're involved.
Why, do I know her?
No, well, not really.
Well, then.
But Susanna...
Don't look so put out, Michael, or I'll start to think the only reason you got involved with someone else was so that you could tell me all about it. How you met her, what she looks like. Sorry, I'm just not interested.
But Susanna...
As long as you don't bring her here, you can do what you like.
Oh, my God. I get it. Stay here.
What, Michael? Well, why the hell are you...
Just stay here.
You bastard! It's her, isn't it? That Jackie, whatever her name is, you've invited her for dinner. I've spent the last 2 hours frying aubergines to feed some slut of yours. You've got a bloody nerve. What do you think you're playing
at? I'm not playing at anything. I thought you'd get on with her, that's all.
Not if you're getting off with her. You must be sick.
But I didn't know at the time, did I?
Why? Do you do it in your sleep or something? How can you not know a thing like that?
I mean, I didn't know then that I was going to tell you about it.
Oh, is that supposed to make it better? I always thought we were going to be truthful with one another.
What do you think I'm being?
Well, it's all very well coming out with it now. I think I'll...
No, look.
Calm yourself. It'll probably be the Cowleys. They said they'd be here early. You go and fill the ice bucket. Coming!
Oh, hello.
Hello. You must be Jackie.
Yes.
I'm Susanna.
Yes.
I'm so pleased to meet you. I've heard such a lot about you. Do come in.
Thank you. It's miserable out there.
Yes, I think there's a storm brewing.
I hope I'm not too early or anything.
Not at all. Your timing's quite uncannily accurate. We were just talking about you.
Oh.
Or rather, Michael was. I was being rather quiet. Anyway, come into the sitting room and sit down.
Thank you.
Michael will be here in a minute. He's just getting some ice.
Here
he is.
Hello, Jackie.
Hello, Michael.
Not very friendly, is he? Take a coat, Michael.
What? Yes.
Aren't you going to give her a peck on the cheek?
Hmm?
What a chilly reception, and you haven't even brought the ice bucket. I'll get it. Excuse me.
Thank God for that. Why didn't you come and open the door?
I thought it was somebody else.
I nearly died when I saw her standing there. Are you sure this is going to be all right?
No, it's not. Now, come on, quick. Here's your coat.
What? But I've only just arrived.
Quick, before she comes back.
I can't just... What on earth is she going to think?
She doesn't think. She knows.
What?
Oh, Jackie, you've got your coat on again. Are you going somewhere? Or shall I turn the central heating up?
Yes, it is a little chilly.
Well, I'll turn it up then. Not too high, though, or we'll all be stripping off like nobody's business. Now, what would you two lovebirds like to drink?
Now, what do you think you're doing, Susanna?
What do you think I'm doing? I'm offering Jackie a drink. Well, Jackie, what will it be?
A vodka and tonic, thank you.
One large vodka and tonic coming up.
Susanna.
Just because you've had a bit of a romp in the hay with Jackie doesn't mean that she and I can't be good friends. On the contrary, I'm sure we have a lot in common and a great deal to talk about.
You have absolutely nothing in common.
Well, of course we have. There's you for a start. There you are, Jackie.
Thanks.
Now, you mustn't feel at all awkward with me. In fact, this may come as something of a surprise, but if anything, I feel rather grateful to you. You see, I've always found Michael rather...
Did you find the house easily, Jackie?
Oh, I...
He's not exactly a great conversationalist, is he?
Oh, well, I did find
him... I wouldn't encourage him if I were you, unless, of course, you want to hear an hour-long lecture on the obscurer points of London transport. I don't actually remember the quickest way from Hounslow to Camden Town, but I think it involves changing 6 times at Waterloo. Now, if he'd only studied the Kama Sutra as avidly as he studies the A to Z...
Susanna, I think you're embarrassing, Jackie.
Oh, surely not. Am I, Jackie?
No, not at all.
Of course not. I'm sure we can all speak quite openly. Michael and I have no secrets from each other, do we, darling?
No, of course not.
In fact, I was only too delighted when Michael told me you were coming. After all, if I didn't know he felt exactly the same way about extramarital affairs as me, I'd have never invited Julian.
Never have invited Julian? What the hell are you talking about?
I mean that if I thought for one moment that it would make you jealous, I would never have invited my lover to dinner. Careful, Michael. You're spilling your drink.
You're...
Perhaps you'd better go and fix yourself another.
Yes, I think I will.
You know what's puzzling me, Jackie? What I can't understand is what an attractive young girl like you sees in a middle-aged man like Michael.
I'm hardly middle-aged.
Have it your own way. Old, then.
Well, that's rather the point, isn't it? You don't mind if I speak frankly, do you, Susanna?
Of course not.
Sometimes I think it needs a younger woman to bring out the best in an older man.
How interesting. I suppose I've always looked at it the other way around.
Yes, of course. It's the experienced older man who brings out the best in the younger woman.
No, Michael, that isn't what I had in mind. What I was going to say is that the older woman can only give of her best to a younger man. Huh. That's certainly what I've found recently. Oh, my goodness, I forgot to put the moussaka back in the oven.
Oh, hasn't Michael told you?
Yes, just before you arrived.
Oh, good. It can be a bit awkward at times.
I'm sure it can.
I'm afraid I haven't been able to touch it for a long time now.
Oh, on religious grounds?
No, it just doesn't agree with me.
Oh, you poor girl.
Susanna, Jackie is trying to tell you that she's a vegetarian.
Oh, I see. Well, you might have told me, Michael, what on earth's a poor girl going to eat?
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. I forgot about it. I'll go and see what we've got.
Yes, I've put the moussaka in the oven. We'll all be having a Chinese takeaway.
Sorry.
Now, where were we? Ah, yes. You see, Jackie, I find that as men grow older, they tend to lose their sense of occasion.
Really?
Take Michael, for example. He has so little idea of how to undress. Although in the height of passion, I have known him tear off his jacket, buttons and all. Mostly all I get is a quick glimpse of a pair of hairy white legs with short black socks padding about looking for somewhere to hang their trousers. Don't you find men look rather ridiculous in just their socks?
Yes, he does rather.
Susanna!
All right, I'll get it. Excuse me. Hello, Julian.
Hello, luscious.
Stop that, you're wet.
Yeah,
well, it's
raining,
isn't it? Now listen.
What is it, my little kitten?
I have to tell Michael.
What do you mean?
About us.
I think I've just remembered a prior engagement.
Come back, it's all right. Michael's got somebody too. She's here, now.
What? Dirty old man. From what you said, I wouldn't have thought he still had it in him.
Well, he's not that old.
What's she like?
Rather attractive, actually. Michael invited her here for dinner.
Yummy, yummy.
Oh, she's not your type, you big bad wolf. And stop nibbling my neck. You'll spoil your appetite. Oh. Now come into the sitting room and behave yourself.
When did I ever misbehave?
Jackie. I'd like you to meet... Oh. Well, never mind. Well, don't look so upset, Jackie. It wasn't one of the Waterfords. And this... Don't stand there gawping, Julian. This is Julian Highsmith. C- Careful how you tread, you two. I'll just go and get a pan and brush.
What the bloody hell do you think you're doing here?
I'm going to have dinner. What do you think you're doing?
You told me you were going to a private view this evening.
You told me you were rehearsing late.
I am not going to have you spying on me and making a scene. What the hell do you think you're doing following me around like this? You can just get your coat right now and clear off.
No, I will not get my coat. I've already been through that one with Michael. Anybody's getting their coat, it's you. I got here first.
But if you were following me, how did you get here first?
I was not following you. I hadn't the faintest idea you were going to be here. Michael invited me.
Oh, he did he? Just a minute. Where's this other woman?
Susanna. She's in the kitchen.
Not Susanna. Michael's mistress.
No, I will not go in there and shake his hand.
Michael, keep your voice down.
Some bloody dinner party. This is going to be more like a cannibal feast. Mazzarca, Julian, or would you like a little bit of Susanna? And where do the Cowleys fit into all this, hmm? They're going to find the atmosphere a little strained, aren't they?
Not at all. Thank God they're coming. It'll make the whole thing a little less incestuous. Now, for heaven's sake, take the pan and brush through while I chop up some mushrooms.
But Susanna said Michael had his mistress here.
Why do you keep going on about his mistress? Isn't his wife enough for you?
I told you I am not having an affair with Susanna. I'm just curious, that's all. My interest is purely academic. Just want to know what sort of a hard-up slag would fall for an old queen like that.
What has Susanna been telling you about him? He's a very attractive man.
Oh, got a soft spot for him, have you? Just a minute. You...
Julian, if you lay a hand on me...
You little...
Ow!
You two know each other, do you?
No.
Yes.
Not exactly.
Oh, just striking up an acquaintance, were you? You must be Julian. You'll forgive me if I just shake hands. I'm not into this slapping thing.
Pleased to meet you.
Yes, well, stand aside. I'll get this glass cleared up.
I'm terribly sorry, Michael. It just slipped out of my hand.
Oh, no matter. What's a broken glass when your whole world's falling apart?
I beg your pardon?
Nothing. Well, there we are. Anyway, keep your hands to yourself, will you, Julian? I'll get you a beer and the lavatory is second on the left.
I beg you.
I won't be there long, Jackie.
Do you need any help?
No, it's past that stage, thank you.
You've really done it now. What the hell are we going to do? Are we supposed to spend the whole evening pretending we don't know each other?
Perhaps we ought to tell them the truth.
Tell them the truth?
Well, then, we'll just have to make polite conversation. Do you come here often?
Well, Julian doesn't waste much time, does he? Hmm?
What do you mean?
I just discovered Jackie beating him off on the sofa.
You're not serious.
Well, go and have a look for yourself.
What a pig!
Well, I'm the one who should be upset. It's my girlfriend he's trying to get his paws on out there. Now, hey, now, careful with those eggs. You're meant to be beating them, not whipping them to death.
You make the omelette, then.
Well, what have I done now?
What have you done all evening? Nothing. I'll go and give Julian his beer.
You carry on like that, Jackie, and you know exactly what you can expect. I am no gentleman. Susanna.
I hear you two have been hitting it off. Don't worry, Jackie. He's quite harmless, really. He just can't keep his hands off women.
I see.
Here's your beer, Julian. So. Now that he's got that to clutch onto, you'll be quite safe, Jackie. Anyway, a couple of pints and he's nobody's. Drink affects some men like that, you know?
Don't tell me I can't hold my drink.
Oh, you can hold that all right.
I could drink you under the table any day of the week.
Yes, but would you be able to do anything when you got me there?
Well, don't mind me. Why don't you get under the table and find out?
Jackie!
I just can't stand all this deceit.
Jackie, why are you getting so upset? Nobody's deceiving anybody. We're all being perfectly honest with each other.
Honest? Julian phoned me this morning and told me he was working late.
Don't listen to her, Susanna. You can't believe a word she says. She phoned me this morning and...
Yeah?
Well, it was a wrong number, wasn't it?
Julian, is there something going on I don't know about?
Sorry to be so long. Everything's simmering. But I'm afraid we can't really eat until the Cowleys get here. Should be able to rustle up quite a nice omelette, Jackie. You're getting moussaka, Julian. We had a bit of a mix-up over the menu. Jackie's a vegetarian.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. But you know that already, don't you, Julian?
Hmm?
Michael, apparently Jackie and Julian have met before.
Huh?
Yes, we're quite close.
Oh, neighbours, are you?
I think they're closer than that, Michael.
A share flat?
Bed.
Together? Jackie...
Don't look at me like that. I told you there was somebody.
Yes, a boyfriend. I imagine someone who held your hand during Gone with the Wind and kissed you goodnight on the doorstep. I mean, I didn't realise you lived with him.
I do kiss a goodnight on the doorstep, and I usually go in afterwards. Oh.
I must say you kept very quiet about this, Julian.
Well, you never asked me.
I didn't know there was anything to ask about, did I? You never mentioned her once.
Well,
there's no way round it, Julian. It's plain old-fashioned deceit.
Well, there isn't any room left for deceit now.
It's rather like trying to play cheat when everybody's seen each other's cards. Quite pointless.
At least we can stop all the pretense.
Yes, I suppose it was a bit of a charade. All those clandestine meetings in the pouring rain, seeking out obscure restaurants at twilight, keeping well away from the windows, the constant thrill of possible discovery.
It's a pity, really.
I'm going to miss all that.
Oh, I don't know. Now it's all out in the open, perhaps we can just relax and enjoy ourselves.
Relax? It was the tension I enjoyed. The sudden surge of adrenaline as we caught sight of each other in a dimly lit alcove.
Yes. Well, now we've all had a good look at each other. What happens next?
There's one combination we haven't tried. No offence, Michael, but I think I'll give that one a miss.
The Cowleys should be here in a minute. That should open up a few more possibilities.
Oh, for God's sake, Michael, there's no need to be facetious.
And you, Julian, you're no better. It's just typical of you men. Can't you be serious about anything?
There's no point in getting suicidal. We're past the stage of being serious about it.
Sometimes I think you're completely soulless. You make me feel quite sick, if you'll excuse me.
It's second on the left, I think.
I have been here before, too. It all seems rather pointless, doesn't it? While we were all busy deceiving each other, life seemed to have some kind of meaning.
Jackie seems a little upset. Perhaps we should try and talk about something else. Anyway, we don't want to go on like this in front of Barry and Vanessa, and they'll be here any minute.
Yes, that's all right. I suppose we're all feeling the strain. Well, it is rather an awkward situation. Anyway, how about another drink? Susanna?
Thank you, a whiskey. And I'll have it like our marriage, matured for 12 years and on the rocks.
I'll get it. Excuse me.
All those lies. How could she do this to me?
How can you be so hypocritical?
Hypocritical? Me? You know me better than that, Susanna. Look, it's not that I'm jealous.
Uh-huh.
Possessive love is not in my nature. That kind of capitalist emotion just doesn't affect me. When I see a beautiful woman, my first instinct is to share.
So that's why you're so keen on married women. Anyway, couldn't what Jackie's doing be called sharing?
Oh, come on, Susanna, show a little insight. It's completely different with Jackie. I've got nothing against what she's doing as such. It's her motives.
Her motives?
You don't think she goes to bed with Michael because she wants to, do you? He must be mad. She's only doing it to get at me.
I think you might be fooling yourself, Julian. Michael's a very attractive man.
Oh, come on. You don't have to play the loyal wife with me. I mean, it's not exactly God's gift to women. Don't get me wrong. I'm not upset with Jackie. I'm upset for her. I just want her to be true to herself. You see, she's one of the few naturally monogamous women I know.
What do you know about monogamy, Julian?
Let
me tell you, Susanna, Julian's idea of monogamy is making love to only one woman at a time.
Yes, he's just been expounding his philosophy of sex. Apparently it involves Julian being true to himself by doing exactly what he likes, and you being true to yourself by being true to Julian.
Oh, no, so...
Well.
Who was that on the phone?
Believe it or not, the Cowleys making their excuses.
Oh.
Pity, really. You don't know the Cowleys, Jackie, but this evening would have been right up their street. They pride themselves on being totally open and honest about their feelings.
Now, don't be so sarcastic, Michael. They're the most honest and open people we know. Well, why can't they come?
They're not hungry and they want to watch television.
Yes, well, at least you always know where you are with the Cowleys. Well, I suppose that means it's just going to be the four of us.
How cosy.
Well, at least there's going to be plenty to eat. I'll go and get things ready.
Can I give you a hand, Susanna?
Why not? We can leave the two men alone to do what men do when they're left alone. Turn into raving misogynists while we go and do what women are supposed to do. Cook.
Well, actually, it's not as good a deal as it sounds. They're just dirty as many pans as possible and leave us to do the washing up.
Have you, known Jackie long?
A while. She used to come into the gallery.
Oh, yes, Susanna said you were an art dealer. I'm an artist myself. Those who can do, those who can't deal.
Really? How long have you been seeing Susanna?
A while. I first saw her at the Watford Palace in Design for Living. It was what you might call a formative experience.
Watford? I thought that was Private Lives.
Hmm? Oh, yeah, well, it might have been. Wasn't a very good production. But she is a good actress.
She certainly took me in, all right.
There's no point being bitter, Michael. You have to realise that there are some women who can't be satisfied by just one man.
Like Jackie?
That is a completely different kettle of fish. There are other women who just won't admit when they're satisfied. The more satisfied they are, the more they want to make out that they're not. They'll even go to the lengths of pretending to seek solace elsewhere.
Julian, if Jackie's interest in me was simply a device to keep you on your toes, why should she go to such extensive lengths to conceal it from you?
Well, I... Well...
Come on.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
That's exactly.
I hadn't thought of it quite like that.
Yeah, quite.
Even though she had me, she still felt the need for other men. I feel like someone's just kicked me in the stomach.
I know the feeling. It's not very nice, is it? We're both in the same rather rocky boat, and I'm beginning to feel rather queasy. Can I get you something stronger than that beer? A whiskey might help to settle the stomach.
I
know what we can drink to. To misogyny.
You know something, Michael?
Hmm?
No man could be a greater supporter of the feminine cause than I am, but sometimes women just make me sick.
So, how long have you been living with Julian?
About 5 years. We met at university.
Oh. You're almost childhood sweethearts, aren't you? Did you ever think of getting married?
No, never really felt the need for anything like that. But we did have a bit of a laugh about it every now and again.
Can't say I blame you. It's rather a drastic way of acquiring an electric toaster. Oh, taste the dressing, will you? I think it needs a little more garlic.
I think you're right. Do you intend to see Julian again?
Oh, yes, of course. Otherwise he's not going to get any dinner. Sorry, I'm being flip, but I can't just walk around with my eyes shut. I do have to work with him, you know.
What would you do if you found me in bed with Michael?
I don't know. What do you think I'd do?
I wouldn't be surprised if he wanted to kill me.
Yes. Well, I suppose that tells me what I can expect. Pass me that knife, would you?
Yes.
Oh, this is an interesting game. What do you think Julian would do?
If you killed me, you mean?
No, if he found you in bed with Michael.
Oh, God, you know something. I think he'd probably cry. He's terribly insecure, really, beneath it all.
Hmm. Well, she told me she had a boyfriend. I mean, I just didn't expect.
Go on. What did you expect? What's Jackie been telling you about me?
I can't divulge a confidence. It's not in my nature. Much the same sort of things that Susanna told you about me, I expect.
That bitch.
Huh? What did Susanna tell you about me?
It's not in my nature to divulge a confidence.
Now, look.
Dinner's nearly ready.
Jackie, what have you been saying to Michael behind my back?
What do you mean, Julian? I never say anything to Michael that I wouldn't say to your face.
I don't want you repeating in public the kind of things you say to my face in private.
Let me tell you, Jackie, if Michael heard half the things I'd said about him behind his back, he wouldn't be sitting down to moussaka. He'd be down the bottom of the garden eating worms.
Well, that's a bit two-faced, isn't it? Oh, you used to tell me that honesty was such an important part of relationships.
Yes, well, I suppose the end is a very important part. Let's face it, relationships start to collapse when one or other of you gets so bored she starts to tell the truth.
Are you suggesting we spend the whole time deceiving each other?
Well, I'm not positively advocating it. I'm just saying that's what we do.
But I've always been honest with... Well, I've always tried to be honest with Jackie.
Oh, yes. And then there's self-deceit. I'd forgotten that one.
Hmm?
Look, Julian, you may think of yourself as the Che Guevara of the sexual revolution, but if Jackie so much as looks at another man, you start ranting on about how it's all right for you, but not all right for her.
I think you're being most unfair, Susanna. I never said it wasn't all right for her. I said it wasn't in her nature.
Of course it's in my nature. It's in everybody's nature. If it wasn't, the human race would have been extinct thousands of years ago.
What kind of a sweeping generalization is that? All I'm trying to say is that you're an unusual case.
Exactly, because she's your woman. If I hadn't slept with you, you wouldn't have praised me for being faithful to Michael. You'd have called me a frigid bitch.
Well, perhaps I was wrong about Jackie. I was wrong. I just didn't want her to do anything which was against her nature. But if she wants to sleep with Michael, that's fine by me.
Well, thank you very much, Julian. And may I say that if you want to sleep with Susanna, that's fine by me, too.
Michael!
Pay no attention to her, Michael. My sincerest thanks to you. That was a very noble sentiment.
Noble sentiment? Anybody would think he was lending you the lawnmower.
Now, Jackie, you're way off the mark. When he says it's fine if I sleep with Susanna, he's not exercising his rights over her. He's disposing of them. Michael is trying to rid himself of his capitalist approach to personal relationships. I think we should all follow his example.
So you don't mind if I sleep with Michael?
Jackie, what have I been saying? Of course I don't. The question is, do you mind if I sleep with Susanna?
No, I don't think so.
It's just that...
Right, then. One last question. Susanna, do you mind if Michael sleeps with Jackie? You're not one for double standards, are you?
No. Of course I'm not.
Well, that's settled then.
Well, Susanna, unless you want to know if I mind if you sleep with Jackie, I think I'll just go and relieve myself. Excuse me.
Just goes to show, doesn't it? The conditioning of generations can be swept aside in a moment. I mean, this evening began like some kind of Freudian nightmare, all of us tearing each other to pieces, and now I wouldn't be surprised if we didn't all end up living together.
Well, things certainly can't go on as they were before. Perhaps living together is a logical step.
I don't know about logical. It'd certainly be a good example of lateral thinking.
I think it's a very interesting idea. But it's out of the question, unfortunately.
What do you mean?
Michael would never go along with it.
How can you be so sure? Have you talked about it?
No, but he's my husband, you know. I've been living with him for the last 12 years.
Yes, but according to you, in a constant state of matrimonial deceit, that may not be the way he really feels at all.
As far as he's concerned, the whole idea would just seem like a shabby excuse for a non-stop suburban orgy. Let me tell you, the merest whisper of a latchkey party in the neighbourhood, and he'd be rushing round the house, changing all the locks.
Changing all the locks? A very expensive business. I had to do it last April when I lost my keys. I mean, you don't know who might have picked them up.
Well, Michael... While you were out there having a piss, being relieved, we narrowly escaped the social revolution.
Oh, politics, is it?
In a manner of speaking, yes. We were just talking about all four of us living together.
But I don't see what that's got to do with changing all the locks. I mean, if we were going to live here, I could just get some more keys cut.
Well, we hadn't quite got onto where, actually. We were just wondering if you'd be interested, in theory.
I'd be interested in practice.
There's only one problem, Susanna. You'll never get her to go along with it.
What makes you think I'd be any less in favour of it than Jackie?
Come to that, what right do you have to assume that I'd be any more in favour of it than Susanna?
Oh, come on, you two. Michael may still be hung up on the old sexist wife-mistress dichotomy, but his heart's in the right places. Anyway, what are you going on about, Jackie? You were assuming that Michael would have been in favour of it.
Yes, and I was right. These two thought you'd run a mile, Michael.
I run two every morning, and I may be older than you, Julian, but I'm as game as the next man.
See?
Well, Susanna and I are in favour, of course.
Well, then.
Well, then what?
Motion carried unanimously.
Yes. We're all for it. One small step at a dinner party in South Kensington, one giant leap for the four of us.
Yes.
Well, that's it then. Now, let's get this straight. Who gets first shot at who?
Michael.
I mean, it's just trying to be practical. It's all very well agreeing to live together, but I want to know where I'm going to spend the night.
Michael's quite right. There's a whole lot of practical things to sort out if we're going to make the thing work.
And what do you mean?
Well, as Michael said, the sleeping arrangements. Who's going to sleep with who and on what nights? That sort of thing.
Oh, that makes it sound rather clinical. Are we going to draw up a rota? Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday nights, Susanna and Julian in bedroom three.
What's all this obsession with bedrooms and nights? What about Monday afternoon, Julian and Jackie in the living room?
It's beginning to sound a bit like Cluedo. Jackie and Colonel Mustard in the hall with the drainpipe.
Oh, shut up, Michael. This is serious. You wouldn't laugh if you just walked in on Julian and me.
I might. Depends on what you were doing.
Oh.
Anyway, it's quite simple. Primitive people have coped with it perfectly well for thousands of years. Apparently, there was an Indian tribe where the women had 9 husbands.
Mm.
When one of them paid her a visit, he simply left his spear outside.
Where am I going to get a spear from?
We could just leave our shoes outside, couldn't we?
You wouldn't need to leave your shoes outside if you just left the door open.
No, well, surely we're entitled to some privacy.
Ah, privacy, closed doors. What's all this got to do with an open marriage? No. Let's get this straight. If I leave a pair of shoes outside my door, the only thing I'm trying to tell you is that I want them polished.
No, privacy's very important. No. What if one of us doesn't want to sleep with anybody?
Mm-hmm.
We'll all have to have separate bedrooms.
Oh, it's ironic, isn't it? I always thought the communal living meant less bedrooms, not more. I haven't had my own room since we got married.
So that means we'll need 4 bedrooms.
Well, there's 3 bedrooms here, and Michael's been thinking of converting the attic.
But what are we going to do when we have people to stay? My mother's coming next week.
No, you'll have to put her off.
I can't put her off indefinitely. Anyway, what on earth am I going to tell her?
You'll just have to explain that it's an extension of the kinship system, a broadening of the concept of the in-law. Don't worry, she'll soon catch on when I start calling her mother.
Now, look here, Julian. You're most welcome to my wife. But I'll thank you to keep your hands off my mother.
Michael, stop it. You're getting hysterical.
I wonder what my parents will say.
What about the neighbours?
The Cowleys.
And my accountant.
What?
Huh? It's bound to affect my tax position.
Well, what are you going to do? Try and claim double the married man's allowance?
Look, whether we like it or not, our personal relationships do have public implications. Our friends are bound to find out. Our neighbours, the people we work with. We'll have to tell them.
Susanna's right. We'll have to make an announcement.
You're beginning to make this sound like a society wedding.
We could have some kind of party.
Yes, like a housewarming. Then everyone will know we're all living here, and they can draw their own conclusions.
Draw conclusions? They'll be taking photographs.
Then it's agreed. We're going to live here. Speak now, or forever hold your peace.
Well, Suzanne and I have been doing up this house for years. I don't think we want to move out now.
And our place is much too small, isn't it, Julian?
Yes. This would be very convenient for work. We'll have to take your car, though, Michael. Be a bit of a crash in my midget.
Actually, I use the tube to go to work.
Oh, don't worry. Just leave the keys in the sideboard. Anyway...
In fact, I'm not sure that the insurance...
We can go into all that later. If it is decided we're going to live here, it opens up all sorts of environmental questions. Mm. I don't want to throw a paint scraper in the works, but we are going to have to make a number of alterations.
What do you mean, alterations?
I mean, look at those curtains for a start. Hmm? What do those frogs think they're doing?
Well, that design happens to be taken from an ancient Chinese print.
Well, I'd put it back if I were you before someone notices it's gone. It may have looked all right in a pagoda, but look at the way it clashes with your carpet. I mean, that kind of aesthetic conflict could have serious implications for our relationship.
Those colours do not clash, they're complementary.
Complementary? They're an insult.
I chose those curtains.
Oh, sorry, no.
Michael and I searched for months through all the furnishing departments of all the big stores in London till we found precisely that shade of green to go with the pale pink of the carpet.
For heaven's sake, Susanna, I expected more of you. You'll be telling me next you spend half your time trying to match the salt cellar to the bidet.
Who are you to tell me how I should decorate my home?
Our home now, Susanna, and that's the whole point. Can't you see you're not decorating your house? You're decorating your relationship.
Oh,
you can't fill an emotional vacuum with a lot of little knick-knacks from Southwest One.
Well, you really are becoming rather offensive.
Don't listen to him, Susanna. Julian hasn't the faintest idea when it comes to interior decoration. His idea of an objet trouvé is an empty beer can. Well,
Julian, it's got nothing to do with my relationship with Michael. If I see something and it's useful and it appeals to me, naturally I want to buy it. What's wrong with that?
Useful? What's useful about that stupid little strip pine toast rack you've got? What's wrong with a plate for heaven's sake. I suppose you sit there and you're matching colour magazine bath wraps, passing a marmalade to one another in earthenware jars, the blue mountain coffee gurgling away in the electric percolator, wondering what on earth to say to each other.
There's nothing wrong with a toast rack. It stops the toast going soggy.
Precisely.
I suppose you're the sort of person who burns their toast every morning, filling the house with clouds of smoke and gets little bits of butter in the marmalade jar.
I really didn't think you could be so petty-minded, Susanna.
Don't try and deny it, Julian. You do get butter in the marmalade jar.
Yes.
What? You as well? I must be dreaming.
It may be a dream to you. It's a nightmare for anybody who's got to live with you.
Well, I...
You are a bit of a slob, you know, Julian.
Oh, well, you're a fine one to talk. You should see her room, Michael.
As a matter of fact, I have.
What? Oh. Then you know what I'm talking about, old son. Generations of tights and faded lingerie strewn all over the floor. I can't even remember if we've got a carpet.
Well, if the four of us are going to live together, it sounds as if the two of you have some shaping up to do.
Well, don't look at me.
Don't look at me.
I'd rather not, sitting there picking your nails. Mm-hmm. I don't intend to bid a fond farewell to hygiene if you move in, Julian. You could have the whole place looking like a municipal rubbish dump within 24 hours.
I'm not as bad as all that. Michael, have you noticed any decline in your living standards in the past few months?
Nothing a general election couldn't cure.
That was not what I meant. What I meant was, have you noticed any sudden deterioration of the environment vis-a-vis your domestic situation?
What?
No, of course you haven't. Silly question. And I've been coming here for weeks. I've reclined on your easy chair, sipped from your favourite earthenware coffee mug, then I've trotted upstairs, swished around with your perfumed French soap, hopped into your comfy little bed, pulled that hideous downy cover over me, and made love to your wife. And have you got any complaints? No, of course not.
I'd never thought of it quite like that. You coming here, week after week, sitting in my armchair, drinking out of my mug, going upstairs and making love in my bed to my wife. And now you have the gall to complain about my choice of downy cover. I'm so sorry it didn't match up to your rigorous aesthetic standards.
It's not your duvet cover I can't swallow. It's what you're saying by choosing it.
What are you talking about? We didn't say anything when we chose it. Michael just handed over his credit card.
Susanna, you've got the political awareness of a cockroach.
How dare you talk to me like that?
And you, Julian, seem to think that socialism is synonymous with bad taste. You people think you can march around in your combat jackets and shabby jeans spreading the Marxist gospel when all you're spreading is athlete's foot and venereal disease. Talk about changing the world. Why don't you try changing your socks for once?
There's no need to be personal.
All I get from him when he talks about political awareness is a face full of bad breath from the foul-mouthed, acne-scarred, unacceptable face of barroom socialism.
Are you going to go on like this at breakfast every morning?
You don't honestly think I'm going to sit there contentedly eating my muesli while you're drooling your bacon butty all over the floor? I don't want you in my house at breakfast time. I don't want you in my house
house at lunchtime, and I don't want you in my house at dinner time.
What kind of communal living's that? When am I going
to
eat?
As far as I'm concerned, you can starve to death.
Michael!
Now, look here, you're going the right way for one up the nostril.
No, the war cry of the barroom socialist. One up my nostril, one up for the revolution. I'd like to see you try.
Oh, you would you?
Stop it, right, you two!
No, Michael!
Julian! Julian, no!
Oh!
Oh, my God! Julian, are you all right?
I think I've broken my hand.
Michael, you can thank your lucky stars Julian's a pacifist. Otherwise, you might have been badly hurt.
Oh, God.
Julian's the one who should be counting his blessings. Michael used to box for his college at Cambridge.
Oh, yes, which one? Girton?
Come on, Julian, let's get out of here. I wouldn't want to live with you if you were the last people on earth.
Leave? So soon? What about dinner, the coffee and the wafer-thin meats?
Oh, they'd be wasted on you.
Go on! Let's get out of here! The pair of you!
We're going!
Don't bother to get up, Michael. I'd only have to knock you down again. Bye, Susanna. Quite a performance you gave tonight. Better draw the curtains, though, or the neighbours won't know it's over.
Get out of my house!
Don't come the territorial imperative with me.
Get out!
All right, we're going.
Get a move on and don't you show your face around here again! Thank God. Oh, come on, darling. Oh. Try and get up.
Oh, thank you.
There, I'll help you.
Oh, ow.
That's it.
Oh,
God. Over here. The easy does it.
Oh.
Over there.
Oh, thank you, darling.
On the sofa.
Oh.
There.
Oh. Oh, you know something, Susanna.
What?
I'm absolutely starving.
Hungry?
Mm.
No. So am I. Absolutely famished. You stay there, darling. I'll go and get them supper.
Oh, bliss. They've gone, and we can have as much as we like. I don't think communal living would have been very conducive to seconds.
Here you are.
Delicious. Do you know something, darling? It takes a moment of crisis like this to see what a really happy marriage we have.
Yes. Well, we have so much to share.
Moussaka, creme brulee.
Blue Mountain coffee.
Chinese prince.
And wear pottery.
Stripped pine furniture.
And, oh yes, infidelity.
In 7:30 for 8, by Justin Green and Steve Cook, Dinsdale Landon played Michael, Suzanne Burtish, Susanna, Tanner Ustinov, Jackie, and Nicky Hansen, Julian. The play was directed by Glyn Dearman.